It's the moment of the first I love you before the response, of the I'm sorry before the I forgive you. It is the moment when you let go of the bike, but the child has not yet started pedaling. In the chrysalis, just after disillusion, but before the first wing bud. It's the moment between send and you've got mail, of being on the threshold, neither in nor out. It's the moment between the last push and the first cry, between the jump and the growing of wings. It's the moment between the rolling away of the stone and the stepping into the light. So I'm going to tell you a not so well kept UU minister's secret. Easter is a tough Sunday to preach. This is the Christian holiday to end all Christian holidays, and it always, always falls on a Sunday. So as a UU preacher, at some level, you just have to deal with it. We have folks here who count themselves Christians and would like a full-on UU Christian Easter service. We have folks who don't like Easter, who have been hurt by Easter and the trappings of traditional Christianity that surround it. We have folks who have a different belief system and for whom Easter is just a non-starter. When it's Easter and you are a UU minister, hard room. So given that, I'm just going to throw all caution to the wind here and tell you something that I have known for a while but have been too tentative to share. We are an Easter people. Now, if any of you want to leave at this point, I would totally understand. But if you just hang in here with me for a few moments, I think I might go somewhere that you don't expect. I want you to set aside everything you were taught about Easter as a child, or anything you have learned about it as an adult. I want you to put aside images of suffering and crucifixion, of triumphalism. I want you to put aside ideas of redemptive suffering, substitutionary atonement, original sin, and predestination. That's right. I want you to think about the story of Jesus' death and resurrection as a parable. Now, perhaps my Christian minister colleague friends would balk at that sentence and like to drum me out of the UCC. But I do truly believe that myth is what holds truth that is too large for history. To say that the Easter story is a parable is not to take it too lightly, but rather to take it as seriously as it should be taken. We are an Easter people. For me, Easter is not some triumphal event where death is vanquished. For me, that seems too much to be an anxiety-infused interpretation. Most humans, or at least I, am very anxious about death at some level. And to interpret the meaning of the story as we don't really have to die just doesn't do it for me. It seems to just, it's not deep enough. But this parable is about transformation. Jesus, his followers, the world is transformed in this parable. And when does that transformation happen? It does not happen on the cross, and it does not happen in the garden outside the tomb, but in the tomb, a safe, dark, dry place of the in-between, in the liminal space. Liminal coming from the Latin word limen, meaning threshold. A threshold is between, isn't it? You come to a doorway and there is a threshold. It marks the separation between in and out. And when you stand on that threshold, you are neither in nor out, or both, or maybe neither. You can go back if you need to, and you can go forward. Going through a doorway is usually not too risky. But what about other liminal moments? You give up your partner or your friend because you know deep in your soul they are no longer good for you, but there is not yet a promise of another friend or partner. You give up your job, or it is given up for you, and there is not the promise of another job. The Quakers say way closes, but that does not necessarily mean that way will open. You say you are sorry, and it hangs in the air like a trapeze artist in mid-flight. Will the I forgive you come along? These liminal moments, these in-between moments, always, always involve risk. Risk that can take your breath away, keep you up at night, make your heart feel as if it has stopped. But this parable tells us is that the transformation happens in the in-between. I talked to our children this morning about caterpillars, chrysalis, and butterflies. Here is yet another powerful parable of transformation. Not a metaphor, because it's true. It's real transformation. But there is truth hidden in the course of a butterfly's transformation that is powerful. Caterpillars that turn into butterflies do not spin cocoons. They create a chrysalis, a safe, dry enclosure where they can make their transformation in peace. And it's easy to think of the chrysalis as something the caterpillar makes, like a cocoon, and yet it's not really, as I said earlier. The body that the caterpillar reveals when it sheds its skin for the last time is the chrysalis. Along with the ability to occasionally twitch in response to threats, this shell is what protects the caterpillar while it transforms. And here is the detail I love. That chrysalis starts out as a soft outer skin. It is with patience and time and waiting that it becomes the hard shell that the caterpillar needs to become a butterfly. The caterpillar contains within itself the chrysalis that it needs. It contains within itself that in-between spot where transformation will happen. I talked to the children about the change inside the chrysalis. It's messy and uncertain. And I don't know about you, but when I am going to undertake a process that I know it will lead to change, I want a plan. When I went to seminary, I knew it would be life-changing. And I planned. I knew what courses I would be taking for 3 years, each of those 3 years. I knew what lunch I would be eating every day at the beginning of the week. I had a young child. I would divide my homework into that which could be read while she was awake and that which could be read while she was asleep. I had a plan. But butterflies, they have a soupy mess before the caterpillar can be a butterfly. That's a pretty good description, actually, of what it takes for personal transformation. It's messy, and there are no promises in the middle of the process. While you are transforming, you may not feel like you are ready for prime time. You may want some away time, some time to get those legs and the wings just right. We UUs are an Easter people because we know what it means to be in between. When asked what we believe, we often end up saying things like, well, we don't necessarily believe in God. Or we don't believe in a creed, or we don't believe in the Pope, or we don't really have a Sabbath, or we don't really pray, or we don't. You can probably fill in with whatever is your favorite answer. We often say it this way because when you are the people who are on the threshold, when you are the people who are in between, It can feel like your definition is just kind of a negative space defined by everything that is around it. This is self-identity by exclusion, and it leaves us wanting more and being less than we can be. So let us define ourselves proactively. What do we believe? We believe in the in-between. We believe that first you leap and then you grow wings. We believe that in the in-between there can be a chance to build bridges. We believe that by building those bridges, we can affect a change. And we believe that we are the bridge builders. We believe that transformation is possible when you celebrate the in-between and learn to love it and do not rush for clearness too soon. When we love ourselves where we are, when we love others where they are, then we create safe, warm spaces where the messy work of transformation can happen. This is the liberation that we offer the world, and this is what makes us an Easter people. In a world without end, may this be so.